This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles early Saturday. It was the fourth round in a week. The move has prompted strong condemnation from North Korea's rivals. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
As he attended a parade of military might to mark his country's Armed Forces Day, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol condemned North Korea's weapons program. If North Korea attempts to use nuclear weapons, it will face a resolute, overwhelming response by the South Korean-U.S. alliance and our military. Yoon's unusually strong words could enrage North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who has alleged that Yoon's government was led by confrontational maniacs and gangsters. South Korea, Japanese and U.S. military said they detected the two North Korean missile launches, which occurred from North Korea's capital region. Some observers believe the missiles were most likely nuclear-capable. The North's recent missile spree is seen as a response to recent naval drills between South Korea and the U.S. and other training that involved Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades on Saturday to disperse stone-throwing protesters in clashes that wounded scores off Baghdad's Tahrir Square, where hundreds marked the anniversary of anti-government unrest in 2019. At least 86 people were wounded, about half of them members of the security forces, medical and security forces, security sources said, adding that 38 protesters were hit by rubber bullets. Iraq's military said, quote, infiltrated elements were attacking security forces with Molotov cocktails and hunting rifles. Protesters in the square waved the Iraqi flag and called for the overthrow of the government. More on that story at our website, voanews.com.